Pasuk says in Parshas Masora that Uvasher lo bayis yigila koyne mor kenega nearly with bayis, and to the one who this house belongs, that they've come to, that there's become a saras in the house, you have to tell the Kohen something like a saras has appeared to me in the house. And Rashi points out that even if you're a Talmud Chacham, even if you're somebody who is capable and knows the halachas, you should not say that this is a vaday. You don't want to render the judgment that it's a vaday saras until the Kohen comes and declares it. And there are several reasons for that. One of them is anyone who listens and gets my daily doses on the daf. I'm very into the Gemara that talk about humility and just sometimes having to admit, I don't know. I don't know the answer. And that's totally fine. I don't know the answer. And it's a good sign of humility for yourself. Also, until the Kohen declares it, you don't want to say that it is a saras. You don't know. You could be wrong. So you want it to be that the Kohen said that. Don't say something, and then it ends up not being true. Same would hold true by Anita. If you have a tough, don't say, oh, I'm Anita. Go find out. Go ask a rabbi the psak and be able to figure out if that is in fact the case. And also, in general, we want to try to avoid speaking of bad things. If something, once we talk about something, it almost, it's like, as the Gemara said, it opens up the mouth to the Satan that if I say it's going to happen, so then Hashem is like, okay, Taka, you're saying it, so I'm going to make it happen. We don't want to have bad things occur. And a mashal was given to me, something similar to this this week by the Rosh Hashiva, Leva Torah, Boaz Mori, that if you're walking in Central Park and you're afraid you're going to get mugged, you're thinking, I'm about to get mugged, it's much more likely you are going to get mugged than if you're not thinking that. Because once we have these negative thoughts and we're thinking, oh, that this might happen, it becomes much more likely. So if I'm talking about it, oh, and I'm saying, oh, Taka, I'm a saras, yeah, I have it, then it's going to become something that's going to come into fruition. And we want to avoid that. We want to avoid that at all costs. Let things see how it's going to play out. Yeah, the waiting game could be frustrating, and having to find somebody could be stressful, perhaps. But that is that's the nature of the beast. We don't want to just be declaring things when we don't know things for sure. And I think the first answer also just works beautifully. Like, have some humility. There's somebody who makes a psak. We don't necessarily know, and we don't have to say things. Let them do their job. Let them do their role. This is what they deal with all the time, and they're going to come and make the judgment. Have a wonderful Shabbos.